Vayar Bolak ben Sipor, Eif Kalasher Osa Yisrael Amoiri. He was getting very worried. Asa Yalachu HaKolas Kosi Vaisenu. And therefore he called to Bilam ben Baar to help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem gave a Havtocha Al Totteres Moyev. The Emes, there was no chashash that Klal Yisrael was going to directly attack Moyev. But he was timing. They're attacking everyone else. Yalachu HaKolas Kosi Vaisenu. They're attacking all the other countries around us. After they attack everyone else, we're going to have no choice but to attack back. And then we're going to be in trouble. But he was not worried. Without the Atta Yalakh, as Kosky was saying, he wasn't worried. Ubalik ben Sipor Melech le Moyo Be'ethahi. By coincidence, the Mepharshim explained, by coincidence, he happened to be the Melech then. The Pshat is, if you know history, there was Tkufas like this, that in a Shveret Tkufa, a person came up to the Shiltoin because he warned the Oilam that there's going to be a Shveret Tkufa and he's going to help them out during the Shveret Tkufa. So Vibal, there was this massive. That's why he was Taka Oil Lugadula. He wasn't aiming to be the Melech. There's an interesting Chasam Sofer in Shuvah, in Eridea, he writes that this parsha of Balak is a fascinating parsha that he says most of the Torah, we know what happened, there was Eidus to it. Klal Yisrael saw the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim, the Chule. Here was a story that happened between two people, Balak and Bilam. No one was there. They went and made Mizbechois, Vayal, Parva Ayal, Bamizbeach, somewhere in a deserted corner, on a mountain where you were able to see the machaneh. No one knew about it. It was just the two of them. And they brought these karbonis, and through these karbonis, he was hoping to be able to be Makabel Klal Yisrael. We wouldn't have known about it if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that this story happened. Otherwise, it's not a secret. There's no reason we should have known about it. There's a shaila why we call the parsha's Bullock. I mean, we have parsha's Vo'era, parsha's Vayera. What would have been wrong if we called it parsha's Vayar? Parshas Bullock, why was this guy Zoyche? There's a cute word from a Mary from Mishlan. He says, the MS all the goyim hate us. All the goyim really hate us, but they don't tell us that. And it's Achas B'Tev, Achas B'Lev. Of a Bullock is a goy hoven. He hates us, at least he tells us about it. It's B'Goloi. That's a shine, a good goy. So Kumtam shine that he should be called on the parsha al Shmoy. Now he calls, he knows he himself, he sees that this Am is Koycham B'Peh. So he calls Bilam ben Ba'or. Bilam ben Ba'or is a Navi. He's Koycham B'Peh. There's a big shaila in the Mepharshim, who is Bilam? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bilam is the son of Laban. It says Bilam ben Ba'or, and Ba'or is Laban. As I say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chelet, that Ba'or was Laban. There are Makairis that go even further, that Bilam is Laban, not the son of Laban. Or there's other Makairis that he was the grandson of Laban. There's a Makar that he's Nochar Achi Avram. There's a Makar in there's a Bali Yitoshah that say he was Nochar. But there are Makairis in the Targum Yoinison, in Parshas Matos, there's a Chizkuni, there's a Medrash Tanchuma, and there's other Makairis that Bilam is Lavan. Does hey, Bilam is under a Zayda. Lavan is under a Zayda. Lavan was Yankiv Shver. And Bilam is Lavan. If not, he's a great uncle. But if you learn it, Bilam's Lavan himself. Bilam is wants to be called now to curse his own grandchildren. And we know that Lavan, when he finally left Yaakov, they made a pile of stones, and they called it Galei, or Yegarsa Hadusa, and Eid HaGal HaZeh, this was this pile of stones, was going to be the Eidus that Lavan is not going to chepper Yaakov, and Yaakov is not going to chepper with Lavan. That was the deal that they made back then in Sefer Bereishis. The Mepharshim writes that it says by Bilam over here, he got stuck in the corner, Goder Mizeh, Goder Mizeh, the Targum Yonison, the Cheskuni, the Medrash Tanchuma, that was Yenegale. It's beautiful if you know that Bilam is Lavan. The Galeid itself, Yad Ha'edim Tiyaboy Barishoina, the Galeid itself, which was supposed to be the Eidus Avtocha, that Lavan is not going to chepa, so Lavan himself, years later, as Bilam, or his descendants, if you want to learn, it's not Mamish Lavan, but the Rabbi Kharis, it's Mamish Lavan, the Galeid is good for what stops him, the Goder Mizeh, and it breaks his leg, he becomes a Balmum. But it's Yenegale. Lamaita, it looks like it's a machlokes hasugyos. The Gemara says it's on Heaven's Avkavov that Bilam was 33 years old when he was killed. We said no later on, he was killed in the Molchama against the Benais Midian. He was flying in the air and with a koyach of shame, and they brought him down. He fell on his sword. And the Gemara says he was killed, he was only 33 years old. The Gemara says it's a pasuk, Anshei Domu Mumir Mola Yechetsu Yemeim, they don't even live half of their lives. That's what Chanina says in Sanhedrin. He didn't even live till 33. So Rashi right away performs in Sanhedrin of Kavav that this Rav Chanina, who says that Bilam is only 33, doesn't stem with a different Gemara. The Gemara that says in Soita, that Gimel Hayu Ba'ayis the Eitzah, that was Bilam, Yisrael, and Eiv were in the Eitzah of Paroi, what to do with the Yidden? Bilam gave the Eitzah, Eiv was Shosak, and that's why he deserved all his Oinshim, all the Tzoras that came to Eiv, is Bi'an Shtikla. The Geshrai that Eiv gave for all his Tzoras, that was the Geshrai that he was supposed to do. Instead, he was Shosak, and Yisrael was Barak. But Bilam was in that eighth, this was up, Rashi doesn't stem. If Bilam was in that eighth, he has to be at least, Rashi says he has to be at least 210 years old. I'm not sure exactly why. The Yidden were already in the time for many years. I don't know why he has to be 210. But his Zichr is not 33, so it's a Machlokes. Now Rashi doesn't ask from the Gemara Sanhedrin that Bilam is the son of Bar. That's not a Raya. He could be young. Bar could be very old. Doesn't say that Bilam can't die at 33. So again, Rabbi Hanina says that Bilam was 33 when he died. We have a Gemara in Soita that Bilam was in the Eitzah, so that obviously doesn't stem. Rabbi Simoi and Saiti, he obviously learns that Bilam was much older. We have other Makairis that Bilam was much older, not from a Gemara. The Gemara says Bilam was the son of Lavan, and then he could be any age, but the Makairis that Bilam himself is Lavan, then for sure, he's even much more than 200 years old. And then Abade doesn't stem with Rabbi Hanina, who says he was only 33. But Gavanam, Bilam is Meshach Shaykh with Lavan, maybe he's Lavan Atmai, or a descendant of Lavan, and there is a connection between the Galeid of Lavan and the Goder Mizev, a Goder Mizev. Now the Mishnah says there's a Bilam is the opposite of Avram Avinu, right? Mishi Yesh B'yodi Shloish Dvorim Halalu Mitalmidei Shel Avram Avinu. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Perikei Mishnah Chav Gimel, and Shloish Dvorim Acherim is Mitalmidei Shel Bilam Harasha. Ayin Toiva Ruach Nemucha Nefesh Shvela is Talmidei Shel Avram Avinu. Ayin Ra Ruach Gavoya Nefesh Rechava is Mitalmidei Shel Bilam. Is a vertel, Chassidus of Art. It says Shnei Na'orav Imo. It says by Bilam, and it also says by Avram Avinu. Na'orav Na'ar is Nun Ayin Reish, is Nefesh Rechava, is the Nefesh Shvela, Nefesh Rechava, Ruach Nemucha, and Ayin Toiva. Bilam gave Nezayna Na'orav, Nezayna Nefesh, Ruach, and Ayin, and Avram gave Nezayna. That's the end of Mishnah. Now Bilam ben Ba'or is a Novi. Rashi brings down already, it's a Chazal. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezakeh the Umay Sa'orim with a Novi? A Novi on the caliber of Bilam, we know that the Gemara says that Bilam ben Ba'or, like come be Yisrael, Oid Kemoshe, a Novi that was misnave with the Aspaklari Amira. Avil Bu'umas Oilam come, Bilam had the Madrega of Aspaklari Amira. Why would they say him? So Rashi, so the Umas Oilam shouldn't come with a Pitzchayim Peh? You gave the Klal Yisrael a Moshe Rabbeinu. And you didn't give us a Nuvua, a Novi with the Darg of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he gave, they shouldn't have a Pitzchayim Peh, he gave them on us. And Fregin and Mepharshim, oh, but they still have a Pitzchayim Peh. He gave Klal Yisrael a Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gave the Umay to Bilam. So like Eben, someone maybe on a little more of a tzaddik, what's the kunst? To give them a Bilam and then say they shouldn't have tainus. So the Bali Musa say, stay to our heart. Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu were given the same koyches. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was such a tzaddik and Bilam fakir uses his koyche nebu adapka for his own toivet to get rich and whatever he wants to do for his own tzrochim, is guf about erhat toivet and erhat nish toivet. This is the Kaddish Baruch was telling them. You will misarach the kabbal the toivet. What do you want to have? A pitzchayim peh? You don't have a Navi? I'll give you the same Navi. I'll give you a darg of nebu bas baglari amira. Of a zest of a tzaddik, of a tzaddik, of a tzaddik. On Torah, that is Nishgay. On being Mugdar and Mugbal to the Gedorim, what the Torah requires of you, you can have a Novi with the Darg of Aspaklari Amira. Or Venachal, Evadina Bilam. Even Zan Kemarisha Rabbeinu. That's good for the Torah, for the Pitchayim Peh. On Torah, that is Nishgay. Now again, the Gemara says, the Chazal says, that Bilam was on the Darg of Aspaklari Amira. On the other hand, with all the rishis that he had, he's on the Darg of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. No other Novi came to that much Rega. Nish the obvious, nish anything the Nevi'im, only Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that you valid. It says the Chav Dalet Tzvarim, who wrote all the Chav Dalet Tzvarim and Teichat Tzvarim. The Gemara says Moshe Kostav Sifrei the Sefer Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Chamisha Chamshe Torah and Sefer Bilam. Wasn't the Gemara? He wrote Chamisha Chamshe Torah and this parsha of Balak of Bilam. That part of Chamisha Chamshe Torah. Asach Mepharshim handled what it means. Moshe Kostav Sifrei the Sefer Bilam. Come on, Baba Basra that you valid. There's a beautiful mahalach from the Maril Diskin. Rav Shach in Aviezri in Hilchos Yesoidi Atayra brings down the entire stickle Maril Diskin word for word. It's not the whole stickle. He says, I want to be matik now, the stickle from the Maril Diskin. And he writes it in the Sefer in Aviezri. It's also in the Maril Diskin. Rav Shulei, the Maril Diskin, he explains like this. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi with Aspaklari Amihila. Why was Bilam also given this level of Aspaklari Amihila? Because Bilam was given a Nevuah. The Nevuah we're talking about is the Matoi Voilach Yaakov, the Nevuah that he says. He wanted to take that Nevuah and warp it and turn it into a klal on klal Yisrael. He wanted to give him a kabbal the Nevuah and change it. Now the truth is, every Nevuah, every Navi is given a Nevuah shaloi bas baklari am ira. Baklari is she'en am ira. He gives a marshal. It's not a clear glass. It's tinted glass. So I saw a different marshal. It's a mirror. Rami is excuse me, through. Oh, but whatever it is, it's something that you can translate yourself. You can switch it over. And every Navi Batim has to fight Taitis Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu has such a clear Nevuah. There's no Tzorich to fight Taitis. He sees it as it is. Moshe Rabbeinu kol anavim nisnabu b'koy amar Hashem. Be'erich. You say all that Moshe Rabbeinu shenisnabu b'zeh adover. Moshe Rabbeinu sees zeh adover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not mitzad ma'alosai, but faker, gave Bilam the Nevuah by Tzvaklari Amira, so he shouldn't be able to switch it. His plan was to get the Nevuah and then warp it, change it over in Oifim, but it's supposed to be a bracha. Oh, a Kneich, he'll change it. Add a letter, something, it turns into a letter. He wasn't able to do that because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the Nevuah Bas Paklari Amira. He had it clear exactly the way it was. That's how he saw it. There was no way to change it. That's why he was given it. That's why Bilam was given the Dag of Bas Paklari Amira. And Bazai, Rezakra Bishulei, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Chamishachem Shalitayu. He wrote Parshas Lech Lecha again. Sefer Bereishis, he wrote it again. Why? Avraham Avinu already had the Nevuah of Sefer Bereishis, Yitzchok, Yankiv. But they had it the Darga of Aspaklari Shein Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu was Kosav Sifra. He wrote the Chamishachem Shalitayu. It should be on the Darga of Chamishachem Shalitayu. It's not like the other Sforim. It should be on the Darga of Aspaklari Amira. So he rewrote. He was re-menaveh the Nevuah of Sefer Bereishis. Over Sefer Bilam, the Matoivu, these few psukim that we have, Nevuah of Bilam, there was no tzairich to re-put them down as Nevuah. It was already given as a darug of Aspaklari Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu was only matik, he was only pushing, copying it over. That's the sprach that he uses, Rav Shach. He was matik. He said also in the beginning of the he's being matik, the stick of Rav Shulek. He was doing a hatoka. He is writing over, word for word, Nevuah of Bilam without a hisafa of Havanim the Nevuah. That's Moshe Kotzav Sifrei. All the rest of Chamishachem Shetara, which had to go up a level, Sefer Bilam, which did not have to go up a level, Sefer Bilam, the Nevuah of Bilam was already on the Madrega of Aspaklari Amira. The reason for it was they shouldn't be able to switch it. That's the part of Rav Shulei. Rav Shach adds on, after reading the whole shtickle, he says, maybe with this you could also understand the Nesoyin of that case. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu Beferish to go be Makar of Yitzchak. What's the Nesoyin? Beferish and Nevuah. The Nesoyin is that, on the other hand, Avraham Avinu had already a different Nevuah that said, Fakeret, ki be Yitzchak, ki kari l'chazara. He has a steer in the Nevuah. He has a Negir. It's his son. And he has a Fakeret in the Nevuah also. And it's not a Spaklari Amir. He'll translate the Nevuah a drop different. It doesn't mean Gnoy, Akeda, whatever. That's mentioned in Muslim, how he would do it. But he would translate the Nevuah differently. The godless of the Nesoyin of the Akeda was that Avraham Avinu did not change the Nevuah. And he took it Kipshuto, how he thought he should be understanding it, which was to be Makar Yitzchak and Abed Zechma Lozen about what to do with the Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazar. That's Pshat and the Nesoyin of that Akeda. That's Rav Shach, added on, based on this Mahalakha. Which will Rav Shach said, what? And Avi Ezvi, and he'll say that. Now, Balak calls Bilam. We are explaining now that it was supposed to be a Nevuah that he was going to change. But the truth is, when Balak calls him up, he says, Ki Shamati Kasher Ki Yodati Yaseh Shetavorek Mevarek Mashatar Yor. Whoever you bench will be the gebench, and whoever you curse will be cursed. There's a Machlekes in the Mefarshim. I saw the Sipporna says that Bilam, in fact, did not have a koyach to give a bracha at all. His only koyach was to give a kolola. This is that Balak said, Asher Tavorek Mevarek. He was complimenting him. But the truth is, Bilam did not have such a power. Bilam's koyach was only to do a kolola. That was the koyach he was given. On the other hand, I saw other mafarshim, I saw the Chavetz Chaim writes, he says, he goes that Avada Bilam had both powers. He says, Zest to the chilik from Ayid and Agoy. Ayid has a problem, he has a tzorah. He goes to the tzaddik, Ebet Abrocha. Do a hot man a bullock, a hot a problem, but get then is the bad in Abrocha. Erbet, as the end of the line of cold, doesn't, as I dracht Agoy. I get that in the cloak. Stay to Hashem, to Vorech, to Vorech, Hashem, to Yoryu. He had both options. When both better, he asked that he should have a cloak, again he should have a cloak. Like this, he poured it, not schwer. It was no such thing. Bilam only had the power of cloak. Now he says, what? Now he says that the Bolak was only complimenting Bilam. I heard that you can give brachas and klolas, but the truth is it wasn't true. The truth is Bilam was only able to give klolas. Now he sends him the first message and Hashem says, don't go with them. So then Bolak sends even more chashiv asarim. Now it's very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him the Farish not to go. And still he starts understanding, maybe you said not to go because it's not covered for a Navi of Hashem that you sent only such messengers. Maybe you'll send more chashiv messengers. Maybe they'll send more money, right? He says, if you'll give me Maloi Beisai Kesef Zohar. Interesting. The Gemara says, here, that's what you see, that he was Mefesh Rechava, he wanted, if you'll give me a full room of gold, then I'll go. The Mefarshim asks, why is this different than Rabbi Yisiv and Kisma? Right? Rabbi Yisiv and Kisma, Pam Achas, Yisim Ha'alach Baderach, right? The Mefarshim say, Pam Achas, one time he walked out of the Bismedesh. One time, the Gator Yisim Bismedesh, and right away he meets Pagash, the Odom Echad, he meets the Dovrach, he meets the Yitzhara. That's what it means. But he offers them to come to his place where there was no yeshiva. And he says, even if you'll give me Maloy, based on the Kesef Vizav, even if you'll give me Elif, Alpha, then he's over, I'm not going to go. The Mepharshim asks, my Shnah, does up there? I feel he'll give me Maloy, based on. And here also he uses a Vashprach, because the Maram is, he'll give me that much. Al-Bacholayt, and he says, maybe send me more Chashev messengers. And the Shverk idea is, Hashem told him the Pharish not to go. There's a famous verse of Chaim Shmulevitz, and Sichas Moshe states, he said, a mensch heard as a Bill Heron, a person hears what he wants to hear. Bilam heard that Hashem says not to go. And he hears, yeah, it's not to go because they're not choshev enough not to go because try again, send more messages, more money. Meherd was Bill Heron. You hear what you want to hear. And then he's marked on this side that a person has to realize and be honest with himself, what's heard there? What is he listening to? What is he hearing? And does he have any gifts? Similar to this vote we said about the Nevuah before, Bemis. But when he brings out a beautiful pshat of Chaim Shmulevitz, the Gemara in Gittin daf Ayin Hey, daf Mem Hey, the Gemara says in Gittin daf Mem Hey, Rav Elish, one of the Amiroham, Rav Elish was Beshevi, Rav Elish was captured. And he was taken over by Shoibidim, he was captured. And he was stuck in captivity for a long time. And one time he was there with a different person who knew the language of birds. So he's taken the Gemara. And he asked this person, what is the Oyrib saying? You understand the birds? What is the Oyrib saying? So the person told him, Elish Brach, Elish Brach. That Rav Elish, it's a message from the birds, it's a good time for you to try to escape now. And he says, no, the Oyrib is saying Sheker, and Oyrib is a trait for birds, it's not saying the truth. It's Doiver Shkar. Then he said, what's the Yoyner saying? And the person right again said, Elish Brach, Elish Brach. And Rav Elish said, oh, Knesset Yisroel, Doimel the Yoyner, and Taka, he's going to try to run away, and he tried to escape, and he escaped. And they're staying in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger on the side, in Gilyon Ashas, Rabbi Kiveger brings down that the Oruch says, Shema Mino from this Gemara, that Rav Elish knew the language of birds. And so he's up to Oruch. And Fred Rabbi Kiveger, Pung Fakeret, it's Mashman the Sugi that he didn't know the language of birds. He was asking Yenet to say what the birds are saying. And so he's Fred Rabbi Kiveger up to Oruch. Zokab Chayesh Malevitz, he wants to answer with another question. He says, the Marsha on the Gemara over there asks, Rav Elish didn't believe the Oyrif, because the Oyrif is a trait for birds. Only the Yoyin. Why did he trust the person? The person was also a guy. If he didn't trust the Oyrif, why did he trust the person? So the Marsha says, if the Yoyin was saying it, you could tell Lozach that the person is saying the truth. Maybe that's not what the Yoyin is saying. Shvara Marsha. Of the Zakat Chayesh Malevitz, that's what the Oruch learned. Punk Fakir. Rav Elish did know the language of birds. Because if Itaka didn't know the language of birds, then the same way he didn't trust the Oyrif, he wouldn't have trusted the person. Shema Mino, that Abadi did know the language of birds. Why was he asking the other person, Nefashtaita Chalim? That's the mensch heard for Bill Heron. The person hears what he wants to hear. Rav Elish was worried. He heard the birds, he heard the Oyrif, he heard the Yoyim, he heard everything. Of Efshah heard this Richter. He had a Negias. It's a dangerous thing. Should he be Bereich or not? So Abadi understood already the language of the birds. If he didn't, he wouldn't have trusted the person. That's the Marshot Kash. Shema Mino, he did understand. But he wanted to get a second opinion. Is that Taka what he's hearing? When he heard that the Yoyim is saying it, then Itaka was Bereich. That's what the Yisoid of Chaim Shalevitz brings out. A person hears what he wants to hear. Now after Bilam finally goes the second time, he's honest with Balak, after he finally does send the other messages, and he says, you have to understand that I can't do anything without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achas ketano egedoylo. There's nothing I can do. Nishta kleinezach, nishta groisezach. I can't do anything without Hashem. What's the lashon? Achas ketano v'achas gedoylo. A small thing or a big thing? What's the small thing? What's the big thing? Amol, I was clearing the pshat. The Gemara says in Baruch Hashem Zayin, what was the koyach of Bilam? We talked about pshat, and he could give a klal, he could touch up in a vua. The Gemara says, a different shot, the Gemara says, Bilam had the koyach, that he knew the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyach. There's one split second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and he knew how to be mechavin the Shah exactly to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyach. He knew that time, and therefore he's able to curse them. Frech choices over the Ambrachas. What could you do in 1 second? It's a split second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyach. How much could he already say in that split second? Zoktais is two teretzim. One teretz is, B'yesh Lemer, he could say claim. One word, claim, destroy them. Claim. Kuf Lamed Mem, claim. Interesting that the word claim is also the Rosh HaTevis of when Bilam finally gives the brachas, this three times. It's ki loy nachash v'yakov, loy ish keil v'yichazeh, and matoivu oyalech yakov. That's claim. So the Rebbe says it means claim, means he could say what he was going to say. But the it's not what that means. The whole point is that he could say something in a split second, he'll say claim. Inami, the Tais another term. Me'achash o'yamadchol kilolati. Once he'll start cursing during that split second, he can continue. Klerich, Epsher. That's the two truths of Taisa. Achas ketano is gedoyla. I can't do anything small or big. Small is to say claim in that split second. Gedoyla is the second teretz of Taisa, that I'd be able to continue going further. Epsh. There's a mahalach of the Gro. The Gro explains, what does it mean ketano gedoyla? The Gross says, Vemet is a Medrash that says, Vayosam Hashem Dover B'fi Bilam. Hashem put something into the mouth of Bilam. The Medrash says, Chad Omar Resen, Chad Omar Chaken. He put it in a resen or a chaken. Zok the Goin, a resen is something that puts in the tongue of the animal. You want to, the animal shouldn't eat in the other field, it puts in the tongue of the animal. A chaken, fakert, pulls out the tongue of the animal. Now, Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael with Sheamus that are Midas Hadin. Elohim is Midas Hadin, and Ko, Yud-K, is Midas Hadin. On the other hand, Midas Harachamim is Yud-K, Vav-K, and also Kale. Kale, just Aleph Lamed, is Midas Harachamim. So Bilam wanted to say L'moshul Amidas Ha'adin. He wanted to say Elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Ketano. Achas Ketano. He made it smaller. He put in a resin. And he stopped him in mid-word. He only was able to say out Aleph Lamed, which is Midas Harachim. Or Fakert, he wanted to say just Yud-K, which is Amidas Ha'adin. And Hashem made a Chake. He lifted the word out longer and he spread it out to Yud-K Vav-K. And the going to that's John the Pasuk. It's that this week's Haftorah. Mo'ekoi lo'ikaboy keil. The Elohim that he wanted to use to make a Kalala, Hashem made smaller into Kale. And the Yud-K that he wanted to use to make a Kalala, Hashem made longer into Yud-K Vav-K. That's Achas Ketana v'Achas Gedoyla. So he's finally going, and he gets stuck by the Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh, we explained that's the Galei, the Blavon. And then the Oslein starts talking to him, Vayipsach Hashem is P. Oslein. The Chafetz Chaim writes, what's the point of the Osing talking to him? What are we teaching you? Bilam thinks he's a great mensch. What is Kayach? His Kayach is the pet, as a Navi. Kodesh Baruch was sending him a message, it's Nishkin Kunz. Ich will, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, an Osing can also talk. It's not a Kunz that you have a Kayach to pet. A Feret can Oichet Rebbe. It's everything is Biyar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main thing is that we can Rebbe. A Feret can Oichet Rebbe. That's the message of the Vayiftach Hashem is Piyos. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vov, Asorot Dvorim Nivru Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. There were 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes of Shoshim Eberashis. Piha Oret, Piha Be'er, Piha Osoin. And a whole list of other things. The Keshev, the Mon, the Mate, the Shamir, the Ksav, Nichtav, the Luchais. There's more things. Mazikin, Kvuras Shel Moshe, Elish Lev Ramavinu. The Mishnah adds on more things. But the ones I want to handle, the first three is, if you notice, there's Taka the past three parashas. Piha Oret by Koirach, Piha Be'er, Parshas Chukas, and Piha Osoin and Parshas Volok. These three, the three Pios. Pia Aretz, when the earth opened up by Kairach, the bear of Miriam, and the Pios. Hashem created this Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. There's a Shalom of Mepharshim. The Bar Tanur, the Taisis Yontif, the Tversi Yisrael, most of the Mepharshim, the Mishnayis, the Rabbeinu Bechayas, also write, Hashem created this Osim, this Osim is 3,000 years old. Hashem created it Ben Hashmoshes. It doesn't mean he created actually that Osim. He created the original Osim with a Koyach in that Osim. And many years later, there's going to be a descendant of that Osim that will be able to speak. Or Rabbeinu Bechai reads Bechal, he didn't create anything, he created the Koyach HaDibur of the Osin. You know the Koyach HaDibur of the Osin, it's a Briar. The Briar of the Koyach HaDibur of the Osin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Pi HaOsin, the Koyach HaDibur of the Osin. But there are other Mepharshim, Rabbi Yankiv Emden writes, Kipshutoi, that Pi HaOsin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Osin, was that created Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemoshes. He says, Al Titma, don't be so Tomeya, that it lasted for so many hundreds of years. He brings a Medrash, there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that says, that the parois, that the Nesiyim were mesnadim, and the 12 Nesiyim by the Chanukah Tamishkan, those same parois, doesn't say what they did with them, were hukrav as karbonois by the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, by Shlomo's Beis Hamikdash. So you see, animals could last hundreds of years, don't be this fall, and kipshuta, Zokrav Yankiv Emden, not like all the other Mepharshim, that Piyah Oslein literally means the Oslein itself was created, not just the original grandfather Oslein, and not the Koyach HaDibur of the Oslein, or the Kipshutai the Oslein. But that's the Chesem HaChloikis in the Mepharshim. So Balak and Bilam have a system over here, they're going to bring Karbonis, they're going to go up to a mountain, they're going to be Makrif Karbonis, and Durch the Koyach of the Karbonis, for the Ayal B'Mizbeach, they're going to be able to maybe curse Klal Yisrael. Now if you notice, there was three times that they tried. That's the three times, right? Kiloy Nachash, Leikom, and Matoivu. Now the first time it's Vayal, Bolak and Bilam. Bolak and Bilam brought Karbonis. The other two times, Kavala Gadiyak, Bolak brings the Karbonis. Bilam doesn't bring the Karbonis. There's so beautiful words from Chaim Kanievsky. He says, after the first time, it says, Bilam, his eye fell out. Right? Shesum Ha'oim. The first time he tried to give the call, one of his eyes fell out. He was Shesum Ha'oim. So he's a Balmum. So the first time he wasn't a Balmum yet, so he was able to be Makrus. But the other two times he was already a Balmum, and even a Ben Noyach, a Balmum, is not able to be Makav on a Bama. So he was not able to be Makav, and therefore Balak had to do the Hakara. Fetch of Chaim Kanievsky, but it says Bilam was also Chiger Barag Liachas, he was also lame, originally by the story, by Godar Mizeh, the Godar Mizeh, he was already a Balmum. So he says, no, a Ben Noyach is only a Balmum when he's Mechusar Aver. The Balmum that he broke his leg, he wasn't a Mechusar Aver yet. So Avada for Yisrael, that would be a Balmum. Over in Hilchas Ben Noyach, that wasn't a Balmum yet. So Bilam was able to be Makriv the carbon the first time. But afterwards, when he lost his eye, he's Mechusar Aver. Mechusar Aver, even for Ben Noyach, is a Psalm. And therefore, he was not able to be Makriv the carbon anymore. Now he gives the brachas. It says, the first time it says, Hein am kalavi yokum uch ari yisnas. The Klal Yisrael gets up right away. Rashi brings down, I'm the mishinosam shachras. Vehem is gabrim ka'ari. Lachtif es ha-mitzvahs. Lil boish tzitzis. Likroi et shema v'lahaniach tefillin. It's interesting to say there in Rashi. Tzitzis, kriya shema and tefillin. L'chari we know that a person has to wear tefillin. When he's wearing kriya shema, kol ha-kariya kriya shema v'lai tefillin ki ilu meyid eivis sheker v'atzmon. And Rashi says the Seder Advarim is tzitzis, kriya shema, and then tefillin. Tachan asach toir in the Rashi, though, of Epshel say one mahalach, that there are people that annoy, there's only shmitzin vengen them, which may mazmanim and andu retrachten, and this is a normal anhoga. As you wake up, you put your tzitzis, you say Krishma, and you get through shlofen, and you can daven today shosh better. She yoyt man, man Krishma, I made man Krishma. Of an unfilling. They bring an avakor from the Rashi, lil boy, tzitzis, liquor is shema, and then you're filling. Of the mazom is learning from filling. Fran andu retrachten from the Rashi, but that is a psa mahalach, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and Umha Gevresh is sum ha'oyim, he was blind in one eye, we said before he was a balmum. There's a beautiful pshat, a chassidish pshat. He was blind in one eye. Why does a person have two eyes? What's the purpose? What's why one eye is not enough, right? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need two eyes? That claimed hint. If a person would have another eye, where would be the best place to have another eye? Behind the head, calling his achim. So Chaim gives up the vada on the finger. Push it. Megan boom. Push it. This is the best place to have the eye. Megan, any direction. He had only one eye. What's the pshat in two eyes? So there's a chassidus shavar. One eye is to see gadlus haboyerei, and the gadlus the tightest of another person, and the other eye is to see yironkas raimus. Bilam was blind in one eye. Gadlus haboyerei a good pashtanin. But nishkezend the eigenach raimus. He was blind in one eye. Yena eigenach the nishgad. Matoyvo yalecha Yaakov. Miskaneisach Yisrael. There's a big sound of the pipe. Klai Yisrael is knowing to say this pasuk before you go into the Beis HaKnesses. The Marshal writes Fakert, you're not supposed to say it. Bilam has this okay. We don't say it from Bilam. It's a ganzer shayla price. The Lamaisa and the Siddurim, most people in Klai Yisrael is knowing to say it. So they try three times and it doesn't go. So then Bilam gives an eitzah. Besides being another, he gives them an eitzah. V'choy yotcho. Asher yatzah ha'om ha'zalam. I'll give you an eitzah. And Chazal teaches that the eitzah was that to be machshel and biznus. And therefore try to be machshel them in Zmus, which is exactly what happens with the Benoit Midian. Where is it nirmaz in the Pasuk? Where is it nirmaz in this Pasuk? The Indian of Znus. So it's clear, the Pasukim later say that they were who state that that was the eighth of Bilam? So there's a beautiful word from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger, then he took him as Edom, the son of Rabbi Kiveger. The Pasuk says, L'choy yotcha asher yatsa ha'om hazeh la'amcha. It should be asher yatsa amcha la'am hazeh, what you want to do to them. So it's not, asher yatsa ha'om hazeh la'amcha. What this nation is going to become your nation. Akum ha'boa yisro ha'boa ala akum, and a nochris, the child becomes a god. I'll give you an eitzah that this nation could turn into your nation. How does this nation, asher yatsa ha'am hazeh la'amcha, what's the eighth of it? This nation, Klal Yisrael, should turn into your nation? Yisrael, al-Nochris, it will become that they will be netbach into your nation. That's where it's nirmaz in the pasuk. The eighth was the eighth of Znus, that they should be nixon on the Aver of Znus. So they were nixon on the Aver of Znus, and Zimri, we have mice of Zimri, and Cosby, and Pinchas, Vayar, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron, Akoyin. And he goes and he attacks Zimri, the Indian of Kanoim Poigimboy. Kanoim Poigimboy. That's the Sugya, Kanoim Poigimboy. What is then? What's my Kanarain Chatimboy? The Mishnah says, in some Hedrin, that pay out. Hagoynev is a katva. V'hamakalo b'koysim. V'haboyel aramis. Kanoim poigim. Three things that if you're a kanoi, you're supposed to kill the person. Goynev is a katva means someone that steals one of the kelim of the base of Mikdash. Makalo b'koysim. And boyel aramis. The Rama brings us down the dina. That there's a din. Haboyel aramis kanoim poigim. In Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, Simon Tes Zayin, Siv Beis, says like this. Haboyel akusis. Haboyel aramis. Im loy pogo boy kanoyim, if none of the kanoyim gotten killed in, and Bezin didn't give him malchus, so then his oinish is mafurish, then he'll get karf. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. If someone is boy aramis and no another kanoyim will play gay on him, then the din is, if Bezin doesn't catch him, he'll get karf. Shulchan Aruch doesn't directly say the favors the din, kanoyim poigim. The chalkis machaitis on the side asks, Tema, why doesn't it say the favors the din, kanoyim poigim? So shtein and Shulchan Aruch. Going to be sakas is not shverer, it's a din that only like this man anikdosh. Over, let it say, Haboyel Aramis Kanan Poigimboy. And the emissaries, the Ramah in Choshem Mishpat, Simen Tov Chof Hei, Mamish, at the end of Choshem Mishpat, the Ramah takes down, Haboyel Aramis Befer Hesio, in front of 10 Yidin, Kanoim Poigimboy. And you're supposed to kill him? Kanoim Poigimboy. Why doesn't Shulchan Aruch bring it? I was clearing a pshat, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kanoim Poigimboy, Halacha, there ain't Moira came. You're not supposed to be Moira Halacha, the Kanoim Poigimboy. It's supposed to be that the kanoim is supposed to be pagay, but if he asks, you're not supposed to tell him what the din is. If he comes to ask, you don't tell him. Amol, I heard the taichas. What does it mean if he asks, you're not supposed to kill him? Tell him. Because the yisoid of kanoim pagay, a kanoi. Dervas is taka, richtig a kanoi is supposed to be pagay. Dervas kum fregin is nishtian a kanoi. The one that comes to ask, he's not the kanoi. He comes ready with the questions, he's not sure what's going to be. Then it's not kanoim pagay. The din of kanoim pagay, the kanoi was pashtate, as medaf, glad, gain harganin, that kanoi pagay. There is no Moirin Kain, not Moirin Kain. That's the Shanish the Kanoi. Abravinitvi, the din is halacha the ain Moirin Kain. So I was clarifying, what does it mean ain Moirin Kain? If you come to ask the Rav, he's supposed to tell you not. What about a Rav that wants to write a halacha sefer? He's supposed to print it in the sefer? That's not Iraq. I want to clarify, it's machlokes mechaber Ramah. The mechaber held in the Mishraib this mission, Shulchan Aruch. Halacha the ain Moirin Kain. He's writing out Shulchan Aruch. What's halacha? He's giving halacha for Klal Yisrael. He was Zoycha. Rabbi Yosef Kari was Zoycha for Klal Yisrael. That what he wrote became Halacha Pesuk and Klal Yisrael. Halacha Ve'ein Moir Ken. I shrive this Mishnah Zayin Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah argues right there. The Ramah with Chashem Mishpat that brings it down. He holds Halacha Ve'ein Moir Ken is Baal Peh. Go to the Rav. He doesn't tell you. Oh, but to print it in a Sefer in a Shulchan Aruch is not a problem. I tell the Ramah might have a cleric, maybe a Terek to the Chalik of Mechaik Yitzkasha. The Mechaber held shrive in the Finish Shulchan Aruch is Oichet Nishkin. Is Oichet Halacha Ve'ein Moir Ken. On the Etzem Din, the Ramah brings down Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Perek Yidei, Halacha Dalit. Kol Haboyel Goya Ben Bederachasnas Ben Derachnos. If it's for Hesi in front of 10 Yidden or more, Im Pogu Boy Kanoim V'Hargu. Not they should, but if the Kanoim Apayen Him, Harayel Mushubochem was reason. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai V'Rayim Imaita Pinchas V'Zimri. As I say in the Rambam, there's a special din Kanoim Poyim. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, V'med Borem Amurim Shehisru Boy. Avloi Hisru Boy Loi Amin Harayel Mushubochem. Important to know, Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, that the Rambam said v'cholayfin, and the Ravid says no, you have to give asra. Even by kanoi and poigim boy, the kanoi has to first give asra, and then there's a din of kanoi and poigim. Machloek is Rambam Ravid. That means Pinchas gave asra when he did the Ravid. Pinchas gave asra. Now the Rambam continues the next halacha. Ein hakanoi rashoyel of goyeben el b'shas maisa. Only if it's b'shas maisa. We know Pinchas came in and killed Zimri and Kozbi b'shas maisa. The Medrash says, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Targum Yonis in here, that there was many nisim, that he was able to stick the roimach through both of them, and he was able to carry them around through the whole machane, and they didn't fall off the roimach, and they didn't die, because otherwise he would become tamei, and he's a kohen. The shaila was he already a kohen? The big sugya in Zvachim was Pinchas already a kohen? And he just would have, when it says nisim they show him that he's a kohen, meaning he won't lose it to killing them. Well, no, he hadn't been a kohen yet. Only in Adam and Avihu were kohanim. When Aaron was giving the kohuna, only his sons and their later offspring. But Pinchas, who was already born, wasn't yet a kohen. He first became a kohen afterwards. To machloikis, sugin zvachim daf kuf gimel. But if he was already, in fact, a kohen, so it's a problem that he's going to be metama. Teretz is a nace happened, and he wasn't metama, and the reimach didn't break. V'chulei, and he did it. But he did it b'shas mais. Now the halacha is again the Rambam is passing the ena kanoi rashoi lef goyi behen ela b'shas mais. Now there's a gevaldik at the yikir. Listen to the Rambam carefully. Ein hakanoi rashoi lef goyi behen. Who? The man and the lady. Ela b'shas mais. Kizimri. Shenemer of Esayisha El Kuvosa, he was still with them. Avalim Peirash, but he was already Peirash from the Bidilo. Ein Horgin Oisoi. You don't kill him. Vim Hargoi, and if you kill him, Nera Golub. Yechai Nisan. There's no din of Kanaim Poigim. The problem is, what about her? What about the novellas? The Rambam starts off, "Ein hakamay rashayel of goyah bohen." You're not allowed to kill them only when it's the shas ma'isa, and then he feels like, but if you kill him when it's already after shas ma'isa, you chayv misa. Why do we kill her? He's a yid. He's chayv misa. Kanon poigim bo. Right? It's a chayv misa. Right? Rabbi Kvega the tzad has come with the Rabbani on that. The shas kanon poigim misa can come with the Rabbani. It's a chayv misa. Why is she chayv misa? She's a goy. So it's more clear in the Rambam that the reason she's chayv misa is off takola. There's a din, if a person is boil a behema, the behema is chayv misa. We want to get rid of something that a takola happened by either a person, takola of a coin. We want to get rid of it. That's the reason we kill her. Not off kanon poigim bo. Off coin. Off takola. What? Yeah, but that's not the, so there's Besen and this, there's no, the Kanan Poygame doesn't apply. The reason you're killing her is Al Takol. As I state in the Rama. So one second. This that you're killing her is about even after Bishras Maisa. You're going to kill her Al Takol. Like you kill the Behemoth, you kill her. Aibazoi, only for him is there a thing that it has to be Bishras Maisa. For her, there's no Chilik. And there's a beautiful diktuk in the beginning of next week's parsha, the Rogat Shavar is Medayik. It says, V'shem ha'ish hamuka, the name of the man, Asher huka es hamad yonos, who was with the lady, Zimri ben Sula. V'shem ha'isha, kozi vasu. The name of the man who was with the lady is Zimri. He has to stress in the pasuk, Asher huka es hamad yonos, who was still with, killed with the lady, because it has to be b'shas maisa. But by kozi, it doesn't have to say it, because by kozi, it's avad yichayit, even without b'shas maisa, because she's been killed by Sakol. Now we'll go a step further. The Rambam brings down the Dintaka. A Yisrael that's born a goy, you kill her? Because of Takala, a goy you kill a behema. Zok the Rambam, I'm going to go to the Gazach. The first Batayra. Where? Because the Pasuk says, Hein heina hayu lebnei Yisrael, v'mil v'chal ishi yadat ishla mishkev zahra ha-raigu. From the fact that later on they killed all the Bnei Smidyon. The Rambam brings the Raya from the fact that they killed all the Bnei Smidyon. Why doesn't he bring the Raya from Cosby? The Rambam is saying that Yisrael, you should know, you kill always the lady of his nus, this goyish lady of his nus, out the din of Takola by Behema, like they killed all the Benoit Midian. So they're bringing a rifle and cause the Elaine. As they're bringing them a first. So you saw of Moshe Feinstein and Negris Moshe and Ebenezer, and Simon Amenchev. He writes Avad, cause the Avad was also killed after Takola. So why did the Raman Daf to go and bring the rifle from the Benoit Midian? Because Cosby, they would be mocking to make a mistake. Lemaisa Cosby was killed Bishas Maisa. It wouldn't have been true. It had been Shalai Bishas Maisa, you right, they would have killed Cosby. Of the Lamaita status, status in the Diak from the Rabbit Shavuot, of the fair status, the Lamaita Cosby was the Shas Maisa. If the Rambam wanted to bring out the point that you killed the Isha, not out the din of Kanon Poigel, but out the din of Takala, a proof to that has to be learned out from the Shar Nishoyt Midian. All the Benoit Midian were killed out, over from Cosby herself, it's not a Raya, because by coincidence it happens to be that Cosby was the Shas Maisa. So again, Lefi HaEmes, the Noshim you kill, even Shaloi B'Shas Maisa, because of Takola. And that's why by Zimri, Beferish has to say that you killed Zimri, Asher Huka Es HaMedionis. And by Cosby, he didn't have to say. Now, again, the din of Kanon Poigamai, Avad is Pashit, if someone is a Kanoi and he's Pegeya in the Boil Aramis, he's not Chayv Misa, Great Tzadik, Kanoi and Poigamai. But if he's not a Kanoi, and he shouldn't be doing it, or it's not Oitz Gehalten in the Gedorim, it's Shaloi B'Shas Maisa, he's not a Kanoi, or for whatever reason, then he's a Ritzayach, he's Chayv Misa. Rav Moshe wants to know. Reuven is being boiled around. So Shimon comes to kill him. Comes Levi, and Levi sees that Shimon is going to kill Reuven. And Levi goes and kills Shimon. He stops him, and he kills Shimon. Is Levi Chayv Misa? So Levi, what? It was a right. Shimon was a right. Shimon was going to kill Reuven. But again, it's almost a chesed. Reuven is being boiled around. Shimon is going with a spear to kill Reuven. And comes Levi to save the day. He comes and kills Shimon. But the Chayv Misa, I was killing the right. Zokr of Moshe, Levi is Chayv Misa. He's a Ritzech. Because Shimon is a Kanan Poygami. I had, you know, the Suffolk. Maybe he's not a Kanan Poygami. Zokr, he has a Cheskes Kashus. Now be careful, not a Cheskes Kanoi. Not everyone is a Kanoi. But he's going to kill Reuven. He has a Cheskes Kashus that he's not doing anything wrong. Muzman is there a Kanoi? His Levi is Chayv Misa. Now Rav Moshe is Mesubik, what if you know between me and you that Shimon is not a Kanoi? Avada! Shimon is a Nishkin Kanoi. It's a grubby ingle. Nishkin Kanoi. And Shimon gave and hired Reuven. Rav Moshe wants to know what's the din about Levi. Is Levi considered a Ritzeach? Because who knows? Okay. Right? If Shimon was a right. I've done read our room by Riches. Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva. He has a whole Riches in there. In Yana tshuva, in Simon Lamech. What? No, we're going to get that. That's the next thing. One second. That's the Gemara. Very good. One second. That's the next thing. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that they base. The din of Kanoim Paragamari is halacha the Eimor Ken. You're not stamma what they're supposed to do with it. Kanoim, if you tata Kanoim, you don't ask. Kapoigamari. Zot the Gemara, if Zimri would have been Pirish, then Pirish would be Chayiv Misa, right? Only from Kanoim Paragamari. And then the Gemara says, what if Zimri would turn around and kill Pinchas? Then he's not Chayiv. Pinchas, Zimri has the right to kill Pinchas. Pinchas is coming to kill him. Abola Harga, Hashka, Maharga. If Zimri would want to save himself by killing Pinchas, Avad he'd be allowed to kill Pinchas. They state in the Gemara. Now, Farana Shah and the Mufarshim like this. There's a din. If someone's a raid, if you have to kill him. But there's a cloud called Nitin Lahatzile Be'echad Meivorv. If you see someone about to kill somebody, but you don't have to kill him, you could shoot him in the hand and maybe he won't be able to kill the other guy. That's enough. Nitin Lahatzile Be'echad Meivorv. You now have a heter to kill the raiders unless you have no other option. Now again, the Gemara says that Zimri has a right to kill Pinchas. Zimri has a right to kill Pinchas. Zimri definitely has an option without killing Pinchas. And I don't mean that he can cut off his hand. Hachav my skin, and he wasn't in. But Zimri has a push to Eitha to save himself without killing Pinchas. He should be Pirish. The din is that if he's Pirish, Pinchas can't kill him. Kanayim Pirishimai is only B'shad to Be'ila. So what's Zimri? The Gemara says the favor. Since an end of the day, Zimri has a right to kill Pinchas. What's Zimri's heter to kill Pinchas? It's Nitlat Fila Bechnevara, which Lat Fila Bechnevara? Be Pirish. That alone will be a fiba that Pinchas can't kill you. So the London say, Business Machleiv. Nitlat Fila Bechnevara, but one of the Evara. But you don't have to bite the Hamasif. The Matu Daphne is bite. But if I stand good there, you see. But for Anna Mahalach to say, first of all, Gebaitim to Mishnah Lamelach. The Mishnah Lamelach says that the klal of Nitlat Fila Bechnevara is not on the Nirdaf himself. The Nirdaf himself, if someone's coming to kill you, you have a right to kill the Roidus anyway. Even if you can stop him by shooting the hand, you can kill him anyway. A Nirdaf himself can kill the Roidus anyway. Only someone else who's coming to kill the Roidus is Mugbal to the Gedarim of Nidl Atzile Bechamei Vorah. Since Zimri is a Nirdaf himself, so he doesn't have to make Cheshbonis, he sees Pinchas coming to kill him, he can kill him. Amolech has attracted another Teretz. It's telling totally the Ram and the Raivid. The Ram holds you don't need Hasroh. The Raivid holds you need Hasroh. But like the Rambam, I want to say another Teretz. Zimri sees a person coming in here with a roimach. He doesn't know why he's coming in. He knows that he's coming out Kanan Paik. But he sees someone on top of him with a sword. With a roimach. There was no astro. He doesn't know what's going on. How does he know that if he's Pirish again, he's not going to kill him? No one told him that. Right now he thinks there's a roimach of it that's coming to kill him. Like Sigmar, he has the right to kill him back. He doesn't know that if he's going to be Pirish, it's going to stop. And now the Gemara continues in Sanhedrin here that Pinchas went and asked Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, Bayar Pinchas ben Alozah, my ro, Omer Rav, ro meisah, v'nitzka balochah. He saw the meisah. And he remembered the halacha. Remember the Gedach. He sees the Maisa, that reminds him of the Sukh. They trust the mensch. It reminds him of a certain Sukh. Ra, Maisa, Nizgar Ba'aloch. And they trust the mensch. Is that Deppes? Oh, the Sukh is the end of Sukh. Alphas Mazet is a Sukh. What to Gedan? Gedan is a Sukh. Omer Lois, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Achi Avi Abba. My great uncle. Loikach ni maratanu bedar beredit chom mihar sinai. Haboyel at akusas ara. I cannot point him out. Oh, my Lord, so Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Krayne the Igor Se'il Adi Pravanka. You're the one that thought of the idea, you go and do it. Fret the Ram. It looks like Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him a hayra. Pinchas is asking what he should do. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him. The Gemara line earlier said, Habal the show, Halacha the American. So the Ram says that he wasn't really asking, he already knew the halacha, he was just getting permission. God, he's saying, you know, this and that halacha. He wasn't asking, what's the halacha? He knew the halacha already. He wasn't coming to ask. Baruch Ner says, the Mechidish the Gipshah, the Baruch Ner of the North, he says Pinchas was a Kayu. He goes with the Shita that Pinchas was a Kayu. And Pinchas was asking his right to Bishaiwa. Does he have a right to do it? He's going to become Tomei. He wasn't asking the Etzim Din of Kanan Paikim, but that he knew was the Din. And he's not supposed to ask. But he's asking his right to Bishaiwa. If Pinchas is a Kayu, maybe I'm going to become a Tomei. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, trying to be eager to leave and have a Vivanka. I'm not sure why. What's the Heter? Who says Kanan Paikim? But he's Matir, I'm going to be Matir, being Matama. But the Emeth is the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu maybe knew. We didn't know that, but Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he wasn't going to be Matama. That's one of the 12 Nisim that the Targum Yonasan brings down, that he wasn't going to be Matam. So I want to end up with one last thing. It says, Vayokam itoicha eida vayikach roimach biyodoi. He took a sword. The Gemara says, Mikan she'enich nosim beklizayin lebeis medrash. You're not allowed to walk around in the beis medrash. You had to hide it. You're not supposed to come into the beis medrash with weapons. And interesting, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Aruch Chaim, in Simen Kufman Aleph. And Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Simen Kufman Aleph Sivov. Mutter likonis lebeis HaKnesses, b'makloi, b'tamiloi, b'avandosi. You could walk into a shul with your stick, your walking stick, your package, your knapsack. V'yesh oisrum mikonis by besakin oruch by beroish magulah. There are some people that ask us to walk in to shul with a long knife or with beroish magulah, without a yamah. Says Ben Shulchan Aruch. Dr. Beis Yosef, what's the makor? You shouldn't walk in with a knife. He says, stamazay, because a knife is makatzer yom of shalodom, and it's not minaroi to go into the shul, which is the union of mispalel, that it should be mayruch yom of shalodom. As I said, Dr. Beis Yosef. So I saw the Marat Chiz, since I'm heading to Afkei Beis, he asked, why didn't the Beis Yosef say it's off the makor from this Gemara? The Gemara learned that from here by Pinchas, and you can't she'enech nasan b'kli zayim, the Beis HaMedrash. That from this, the makor, this should be a makor, you're not supposed to walk into shul with a knife. Now the shayla, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very weird. You shouldn't go into shul with a long knife or without a yarmulke. B'sak and Aruch of Reish Magul. So I'm going to give two aces. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Tanima, they write, that Reish Magul doesn't mean without a yarmulke. That's not the halacha. It's halacha and simensad yalas. This is him. You shouldn't walk into shul without a yarmulke. That's another question. Why is he repeating the same halacha twice? And the is coming in. What's others? It's already in simensad yalas. So he says, Reish Magul is going on the knife, right? A person can have a knife in a sheath, in a field. So then it's not a problem. Most of nowadays, the Shailuk and the soldiers, they come into shul with a gun. Nigay, halacha l'maish, in all the places, you have the people with the gun. Can sign, it would depend if it's not Megula. And I don't know what that would mean. There's a stopper, a place, whatever the Gedorim is, that it's not able to shoot. Because the loch is, you shouldn't come into shul, but Sak and Aruch, it's not Oiv Rosh Megula, Sak and Aruch im Rosh Megula. Nothing to do with a yarmulke. You shouldn't walk into a long knife if the edge of the knife is open. Im Rosh Megula. Not Oiv Rosh Megula, im Rosh Megula. Adoy Dr. Aruch HaShulchan. I wanted to suggest a different mahalach. The Marat Chiz already asked that the makor for this din should be from the Gemara, from Pinchas. By Pinchas it said the Roimach. And Pesach declaring, Yesh Oysum, it's a mistake, it was Yesh Oysum, we call it Besak and Oroch Oy Roimach. Roimach is Reish Mem Ches. It said Reish Magul, it said Rosh Tev, it's Reish Mem Hey. And it became a mistake. It was originally written, Shavoy, you call it the Besak and Oroch Oy Roimach. And the makor is from Roimach. The Besak.